This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Hey, it's Matt Leon, and we have a bonus episode of One-on-One for you. Jarray Elder was a star defensive back at Division II Westchester University, a true playmaker in the Golden Rams secondary. Well, these days, he is still playing football. He graduated a few years ago, and now he is making an impact for the New Orleans Breakers of the USFL. Caught up with Elder to talk about his football journey, which included a stint overseas. And we also talk about the grind of the USFL, look back on some of his favorite Westchester memories and more. Give a listen. First of all, sir, thanks so much for the time.
Yeah, man. Thank you for having me on the show.
So to start, this is year two for you in the USFL, and I know you guys are off to a great start and kind of this is kind of the grind of the season now, just kind of going week by week, no?
Yeah. Coach Flip coming into the season, he kind of had that outlook on the season anyway, just trying to take it week by week and grow and get better. This is first year as a head coach, as we know, and like a lot of new pieces that we had to the team. So just taking it week by week and game by game and just getting better and improving as a unit all around.
How has the league improved from year one to year two? I mean, I don't care what level, what you're doing the first year of something, there's going to be, you know, some things that work, some things that don't work. How has life changed in year two? How is it different?
Only having two teams in each hub, I feel like we've benefited from a lot as far as organizationally, because like last year, having all eight teams down here in Birmingham, it was kind of tough. Like there's times that were overlapped with strength training and practice times, bus times, going to and from practice. Things would get a little bit tougher. But now there's only two of us. It's a lot less confusion. I feel like it's a lot, I'm not going to say easier in the league, because I don't think it's anything easy that they're trying to get accomplished. But I think it's going a lot more smoothly this year in that aspect.
So this has been quite a journey for you. I think you went over to Italy and played football. You did a little coaching. What has the journey been like to kind of, you know, chase this professional football dream? I mean, obviously you've got the mental toughness and the stick-to-itiveness, you know, but what's it like to be in the middle of it?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's journey is different. Coming out of college, I was fortunate enough to have a really good college career. So I'm thinking, like everybody else my age coming out of college with football, is thinking that I had the career that I had. I think you're going to the NFL, right? And no one kind of prepares you for life if that doesn't work out. So, you know, I have a bunch of friends and family that play in the NFL. So I kind of only seen the success side of it. I didn't see the kind of, all right, what if you come home and you don't have a job? Like, what does life look like now? So I had things I had to figure out coming out of school. Like I said, NFL thing didn't happen right away. I went into working for a company, working in management at a company, a warehouse company. And I just knew it wasn't for me. I knew I still had my passion. I knew I still wanted to go and continue to play. And so a couple teams in Europe have reached out. And then I think a team in Brazil and somewhere, I think a team in Mexico may have reached out to me. And at first I was like, I'm not going over there to play football. You know what I mean? I think that has like a negative thing behind it. And it's not really negative at all. It's one of the best experiences of my life. I wish more people would take the opportunity to do it, especially people in my shoes. So I took the opportunity, went over there to play. And then I got a call to play for Tech at Trail in the Spring League while I was over there. So after two games over there, I get that call, made the tough decision to leave the team and come back home to play back home down in Houston. Did that, and then was kind of sitting around again for a year. You started hearing rumors of the USFL popping up, but nothing was like for sure set in stone. We didn't know what it was going to look like. And my agent of the time was just saying like, hey, just stay ready. You don't know what's going to come from it. And that's just what I did. I stayed ready. The original draft, the USFL ends up going by. Again, don't hear anything from it. So then they had the supplemental draft, I think like a month or two after the original draft. And honestly, I wasn't really talking to any teams at all. My agent said a couple of teams had reached out to him, but he didn't know like what it looked like. So still, again, just working and staying ready. And then the supplemental draft, like toward like not the end, well, yeah, toward the end of the draft, I think I mean 7th or 8th round, I get a call from the Breakers and they, hey, we select you in the supplemental draft, get ready. And my parents, especially my mom, she's a big stressor. So she's stressed out, not knowing what's going to happen. Why ain't my baby get the call yet? You know what I mean? And I just told her, we were leaving, I think, my niece's basketball game or my nephew's basketball game that night. I just looked at her. I said, God has a plan. Like, if you're going to choose to stress over something, then you're choosing to not believe. And my mom's a strong believer, but I was like, you got to believe in what God has going for me. If he wants this to be my life, it's going to happen. And literally, as soon as I get done saying that, we pull into my parents' driveway, my phone rings, and I get the call. So it's been a blessing to be here. Been around great coaches last year and great coaches this year too. Great players all around. The competition is league. I think it's overlooked in some aspects, but after almost 100 guys last year got signed, I think people are starting to understand that this is real deal football. So yeah, it's been a crazy journey, but I wouldn't trade it for the world.
You talked about that, you know, everybody has the NFL dream coming out of college, especially all the success you had at Westchester. How much has, and I don't ask this question that you didn't appreciate getting to play football at first, but kind of battling like this and going through all this and going overseas and trying everything, how much does it make you appreciate getting to go out there every weekend and pursue your dream at the professional level?
Yeah, it makes me appreciate it a lot, man. Because there's days like in any job and in any profession where it's like, man, it's a little tougher to get up today. It's a little tougher to go into the office today. I get up every day at 5 o'clock and I'm in the facility by 6:30 every day. And I normally leave the facility by 6. So like just those days, it's a grind. You know what I mean? And there's times where you just got to get yourself through it. And I kind of said it, I think last week we were breaking down on huddle with just the DBs. And I was like, just remember how y'all felt. When all of us are at one point, we're sitting at home on a couch waiting for a call, waiting for opportunity. You never know when your phone's going to ring. You never know when the opportunity is going to come. But when you're called on, you got to be there. So it's just continuing to remind myself about it, about where I was. And I honestly struggle with it. My first year out of school, it was tough to even watch football. You put on NFL games, put on college games, and the animosity starts to come out. And you start looking like, I can do what that guy does. This guy's not better than me. Like, I wasn't necessarily verbalizing those things, but it was definitely thoughts in my mind, thoughts in my head. So it's a lot tougher than people will make it seem. But yeah, definitely just appreciate it day in and day out and be thankful that God put me in the space that I am to go out and perform and do what I love.
We will have more of this bonus episode of One-on-One with former Westchester University football star Jarray Elder right after this. This is One-on-One.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
And we are back on this bonus episode of One-on-One, continuing our conversation with former Westchester University football star Jarae Elder, who now plays for the New Orleans Breakers of the USFL.
What are some of your favorite Westchester memories? And in addition to that, how did your time at Westchester prepare you for where you are now?
Westchester is a great place. I had a couple of Division I offers coming out of school, and I'm so happy those didn't work out. I'm so happy I ended up going to Westchester to be a Golden Ram, being able to play with my brother, Jarrell, there for, we played with 3 years there. So that was a true blessing, being able to be on a field with him, same field. And I make a play on defense. He turns around, gets the ball. I run it back and goes and score. And just little things like that, I'll never forget. I know one time that we were playing Shippensburg, and we were down. I had caught a pick coming across the middle. I returned it to about the 15. And I'm all hyped. My brother's the first one, like, celebrating with me on the sideline. He gets in for his first carry of that series. He takes it in for a touchdown. He comes to the sideline. He's, like, shaking me while my coach is trying to talk to me. He's shaking me like, that's on you. It's on you. Like, you made that happen. Blah, blah, like, screaming in my face. So definitely there's a bunch of memories with my brother there, hitting them in practice, going against each other in practice, him always making our defense better. But probably the peak of it all is winning the PSAC title my junior year. It's something that Bill Zwan is super deserving of, and we definitely wanted to get it for him. And then that senior class that we were able to win that for, too, they were a great senior class. Guys like Tyler Morrissey, Nadir Rouse, Shaq, Kwani, like all those dudes, they kind of helped, especially Shaq and Nah, they kind of helped helped me become the player I am today. Early on in college, I was like, lift, lift, lift. I got to be the strongest man on the field, strongest man in the weight room. And they kind of brought the aspect of, like, if you can be the strongest man in the weight room, but if your feet suck. And as a DB, having great feet or everything. So they were having me on the field doing different things, driving out to Philly to work out with them and stuff like that. So that class was great. So winning that title was huge. And what Westchester prepared me for, Gerald Toney, my defensive back, he put a lot on our plates and our secondary. So he gave us tools we could use and put in our tool belt. But at the end of the day, in practice or game, he let us make the decisions and kind of how we wanted to do things. Like, he gave us calls, but our calls, our play calls and everything had so much more built into it. And being back there, I kind of got to run a defense how I want to. I'm not saying I run a defense now by any means. Our coach makes the calls and we play the calls here. But as far as seeing formations and being able to vocalize to my teammates, hey, I see this while we're on the field playing. Oh, I see this. I know this route concept's coming out of film breakdown and everything that I do. It's been huge, because as much film as I watched in college, I probably watch a little bit more now because I have a little more time than I did then. But I still use the same tools and breaking down stuff as far as alignments and different cues that receivers, O-line, and quarterbacks would give me. So Westchester and Gerald Toney did a great job in getting me ready for where I'm at now.
Is the NFL still a dream? Do you feel like this is a legitimate stepping stone, that if you continue to perform well, that door can open for you?
Yeah, for sure. It's in the back of my mind every day. I think about it. At the end of the day, getting to the NFL isn't going to happen today. It's not going to happen tomorrow. It's not going to happen next week. I have to come in every day at work and work as hard as I can to continue to grow to that player that an NFL team sees me fitting into their scheme. I would love for that to happen. Having the opportunity to play and put my family name on my back and make that happen for not only me, but my family, my kids, all of us, to put our name at that level would be huge for me. I'm not going to say I hang everything on it. Like, if it was to not happen, I'll still be happy with where I've been so far, but I'm always hungry for more. Being a professional athlete, you can't have an empty plate. You always got to be hungry and continue to eat. So that's kind of my outlook on it.
Final question. How have the last several years, the football and the journey, kind of helped shape you as a man, just beyond football and getting the opportunity, but going overseas, traveling all over the place, chasing this, you know, dealing with some disappointment, then the phone ringing out of nowhere. Like, how has it shaped you as a man, as a person?
Yeah, I feel like trying to chase this professional dream has actually brought me a lot closer to God. I as a young kid, you just kind of do things. There's no, like, necessarily rhyme or reason. I wasn't too, not to say I didn't have faith, but I wasn't as strong in my faith as I am now. And just kind of letting things be out of my hands and just kind of follow God and where he wants me to be. I always pray, like, God, if this was for me, just continue to show me. And he's done nothing but that. He continues to show me that I'm exactly in the space that he wants me to be. So I feel like it's brought me closer to God. And I also feel like it's made me a lot more patient. If you ask my family and close friends, like, being a young kid, I had, like, an attitude and my patience wasn't, and that's something I still need to work on, but my patience would get, it was real short. Like, I wasn't super patient. And now I have a 3-year-old and an 8-month-old. So that's another part of the patience as well. But being a lot more patient with not only myself, but the people around me, things aren't going to happen as fast as I wanted to. And then I've gotten better at understanding that, like even with my kids talking, walking, crawling, things like that, you got to just let things happen. And that's life. And that's with the football. Play on the field, play off the field, getting a call. You never know when it's going to happen. You never know what the day is going to look like tomorrow. Just take everything day by day and enjoy the time that you have, because everybody has a clock that's ticking. So just enjoying the time here and loving it and being patient with myself and loving what I do. I want to trade my process with anybody, because it's truly made me the man I am today. And I'm extremely thankful for that.
That will do it for this bonus episode of One on One. Many thanks to Jarae Elder for carving out some time for the conversation. Now, you can follow the show on Twitter at One on One Pod. You can follow me on Twitter as well at MattLeon1060. Thanks so much for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.